Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new podcast here at the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Richard Hale, also the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, experts grow and scale their business using digital marketing. Super excited that you've been able to make it. If you're brand new to the show, welcome. It's awesome to have you. If you're a regular listener, appreciate you taking the time to support us. Goes both ways. So I want to thank you. I want to express my gratitude to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. So today we're talking about why you should be making at least $30,000 a month in your client business. So if you're a true expert that can help someone, there's no reason why you shouldn't be making a lot of money helping people get major results in their business. If you're a real expert, there's no reason why you shouldn't. Now, there's three main reasons that I want to touch on why coaches, consultants, experts, client business owners don't reach that 30,000 level. So we're getting straight into this. So one of the reasons a lot of people don't step out, it's because the income is not equal to the value you're giving their clients. Meaning, your client results are not great. And if you're not delivering great results, you're never going to hit those higher income levels. Now, it takes some real truth to come to terms with that. That's a moment of, it's a vulnerable moment for you to say, you know, look, I'm doing this. My clients are getting a little bit of results, but not where we set expectations when I first started. That's a vulnerable moment, but that's a good thing. Why? Because if you come to terms with this, you can address it. If you're not getting your clients the results that you promised or you're under delivering, that's where you got to work on that. Because if you give them awesome results, do you think they will never want to get rid of you? But you have to give them great results first. Now, another big one is fear. They just don't take risk. They don't hire mentors. They don't hire coaches. They like to operate in their comfort zone. And I know this one all too well. If you stay inside your comfort zone, you'll never, ever grow your business. My biggest moments of growth has always been when I was outside of my comfort zone, doing stuff that scared the shit out of me. But that's what it takes. That's what it takes to get to $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month. That's what it takes. You have to take risk. You can't be safe. There's risk in everything. There's risk in everything. There's risk in hiring somebody. There's risk with working with a coach. There's risk to running paid ads. There's always risk. But you have to take risk if you want to get to those levels. People that's already at those levels, they're taking risk. The last one is clarity. And it's simple. They don't know how to do $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month. They just don't know. And if you don't know how to get there, you just don't know, okay? You know what's interesting about hitting $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month? It's not hard. And honestly, you would be surprised just how easy it is. Now, maybe I shouldn't say it's easy, because you have to put in work. But it is simple. Okay? It is simple. And when you focus on hitting it and getting it, there's no other option but to succeed. And here's what I mean by that. If you don't normalize 30,000 a month, 50,000 a month, 60,000 a month, whatever that is, that's always going to look big to you. Now, when I first started, 30,000 a month, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's rich. I can retire on 30,000 a month. But it became normal to make 30,000 a month. And suddenly, 30,000 a month was like a bottom level. And I needed 50,000. I needed 75,000. You have to normalize with those. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense? It's not a lot of money. Making 30,000 a month has to become normal for you. Which begs the question, you know, what can you do to reach it? So, let's get back on to you. What can you do to reach 30,000 a month? Number one, stop doing everything. One of the biggest consistent mistakes that I see my students make, and I'm blessed to be able to talk to hundreds and hundreds of clients, prospects, leads every week. And this is something that I always see. When people are struggling to hit 30,000 a month, it's because they're doing way too much. They're not focused on the priority. They're not focused on things that move the needle. Instead, they're focused on trying to do everything. You can't be everything to everybody. You have to analyze what works and get rid of what doesn't. Most people don't track that. Your daily habits play a huge role in this. What are you doing every single day? Are you writing it down? Are you clear where you're wasting time? This is why I always journal, and I always write down what I'm doing, and I'll write the times, and I'll go through it. What I'm doing is, I'm not only building habits and routines and different things like that, but I'm optimizing my time. I need to know what works, what doesn't. And as soon as I find out something that doesn't work, it's axed. Most of you are doing way too much. You're on Facebook. You're on Instagram. You're on Twitter. You're on Pinterest. You're doing this for a client, doing that for a client. And it's just this big, long to-do list. And that's one of the big mistakes. Because when you start working and focusing on what moves the needle forward, there's really about 3 to 4 things that you should be doing to hit your 30,000 a month. Everything else is a waste of time. Number two, the one problem framework. Any clue what that means? You have to get specific with who you can help. You can't help everybody. You help someone. Here's an example. I help coaches, consultants, and experts grow and scale their business using digital marketing. That's who I help. That is one segment of the market that I help. I don't help with e-commerce. I don't help with other industries and different things to that nature. What's the main problem that I'm solving? I'm helping them grow their business. Growing your business is a major problem. So, what is the major problem that you're trying to solve for your clients? there should be one major problem. And that's the framework we work off. This is what I teach my students. Instead of trying to be everything to everybody, we want to get clear on who we're going to help. So with my students, we build a client avatar worksheet. And this worksheet, it's always evolving. The big mistake that I see experts making is they don't talk to the market. And they just assume they know it. And this is so wrong. This will cause your business to fail super quick. It's these feedback loops that we create that are so important. Like when most people are on social media trying to show off and different things like that, I'm on social media trying to create feedback loops to really dial in my client avatar so I can speak to the pains they have. Because I can't talk to them with my language. I need to talk to them with their language, or it's never going to connect emotionally with them. And this is getting a little bit deep here, but it's the truth. Hopefully you're taking notes. It's the truth. You have to connect with them on a deep, deep level. But these feedback loops are everything. You have to talk to your market. It's super important. This client avatar worksheet, it's always evolving. It's always changing. When the market changes, our avatar changes. It's never still. It's never, we fix this client avatar, her name is Sarah, and this is what we're going to use for the next 10 years. It's never like that. It's always evolving. Keep the feedback loops. Talk to your market. They will tell you what they want. And then you can target them. And the way I was able to hit $30,000 a month was dialing this in and then utilizing paid ads behind it. And I was able to engineer what income that I wanted to make. And here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. Here's the most important thing that I'll tell you on this podcast. And really, it's probably the most important thing that you'll ever hear in your life. If you can make $2 off every dollar that you spend on ads, you'll never have to worry about making money again. When I heard that, that really stuck to me. And it's like my motto. It became my motto. It's why I became obsessed with paid ads and figuring it out. Because it's true. If you can make $2 off every dollar you spend on ads, doubling your money, you'll never have to worry about it again. Once you have that, it's simple. It is simple. It's powerful. And it's not just Facebook. It's Google. It's Twitter. It's Instagram. It's LinkedIn. It's all paid ads. When you can do that, when you can double, triple, quadruple your investment off ad spend, the sky's the limit. And always keep full transparency. Anybody that knows me well or has been, you know, spying on us and creeping us and all that weird shit, no, I'm playing. But, you know, your prospects are watching you, right? But they know I have an automated webinar. That automated webinar, we send paid ads to it. And we're wanting, and this is code traffic, we're wanting to get them inside the webinar. We run code traffic to our webinar, a 45-minute time commitment. That's big, right? Well, does it work? Of course it works. But you have to be clear. You have to be clear on the avatar. And the reason I bring up this webinar, because it's super important. It's one of the big reasons that I'm able to do 50,000 months, 75,000 months. It's a big reason why. If I didn't have this automated webinar in place, it would be far less. On this webinar, we give our prospects clarity and a clear path to accomplish their goals. What happens if somebody is not clear? What happens if your buyer, your prospect, your lead is not clear? They don't buy. They need that clarity. In webinar, that's one example. We could use a checklist, a PDF, a case study. There's so many types of content you could be creating in your process. A webinar is just one of our favorites. On this webinar, we give value. And at the end, we don't sell anything. But we have a strong CTA. We invite them on the phone. And if they're a good fit, we make an offer. I mean, it's that simple. But in doing this, it flips the script. There's so many people out there hustling so hard. They're going to events and seminars across the country, traveling the world to go to these big expert events, trying to meet people, trying to build relationships. And that's fine. If you like doing that, that's fine. I am married. I have 3 kids. I run a full-time business. Actually, 2. I don't have that luxury. I don't have that time. I can't travel like that. But I don't need to. I bring my prospects to me. Just like this podcast. This podcast is one way. We've signed several clients up that first found us on this podcast. This is just one channel that we have out there. Our webinar is another. Our client acquisition manual is another. Our website is another. Always giving value. That's what we're doing. Always channels equal the consistent revenue that we're making. We're not on a channel just to be on a channel. We're not on Facebook or Instagram just to create pretty pictures or create content or more or less throw it to the wall and hope it sticks. We know, like right now, we're not profitable on Instagram. We're just not. Do I use that channel? Rarely. And that's why. We know what our effort is producing in results back. We know Facebook is profitable. We know our website and webinar is profitable. That's important. When you want consistency, when you want to reach 30,000 a month, 50,000 a month, you need those things dialed in. So how do you get to 30,000 a month or 50,000 a month, whatever your goal is? So what are some ways? How can we get you there? Well, one way is to raise your price. Right? Raise your price. Let's do the math. So if you want to hit, let's say, 50,000 a month, let's work this backwards. You want to hit 50,000 a month. If your offer is $5,000, that's only 10 new clients a month that you need. Just 10 new clients. With a $5,000 offer. Pretty simple, right? Now, if your offer is $500, that's going to be tough, right? Yeah, you'll need 100 clients. The economics don't make sense. Does that make sense? Oh, I don't want to raise my price. I can't raise my price. Nobody would pay that. Bullshit. if you solve a major pain, you could get paid what you want. And if you're having problems with that, let's talk. I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Price isn't a real objection anyway. But this is why you guys need mentors. This is why you need somebody to work with one-on-one. My students are always shocked. Always shocked by what they learn working with me. And I don't say that to brag. That's their words. It's such an important part of being able to scale up, being able to level up, getting in the right environment, getting the right mindset. All these little things play a big role in your income. And you have no ability to do $30,000 a month or $50,000, whatever your goal is. So all we do is reverse engineer this. If you wanted to make $30,000 a month, with a $5,000 offer, all we need is 6 clients a month, and you're at $30,000 a month. Again, it may not be easy, but it's simple. You just engineer the income that you want to make. And that's it. That's how you get to $30,000 a month. So, for those of you, if you want to learn the bedrock of what you need in place to get there, go check out our webinar. It's 45 minutes long, but I promise you, the clarity that you'll have and walk away with knowing the exact foundation you need is well worth your time. 45 minutes is not a lot of time. Especially when you're learning more or less the recipe of how you can get $30,000 a month, the blueprint. Check it out, teachingonlinebusiness.com/webinar. For everybody else, thanks. Appreciate y'all. Hope this was valuable. As always, thank you for your support. Thank you for your time. If you haven't subscribed to one of our channels, please make sure you do. That way you can get notifications. You can always catch us over on Facebook. Everybody else, have a good one. Appreciate it. We will see you on the next podcast.